Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we are speaking with Matt Ryan. Now, if you go back about a year, we interviewed Matt Ryan before Hadar last year. He races for the Kawasaki Empire team. Absolute weapon of a ride, an awesome history, a long history on a bike. So we kind of chat with him now. He didn't finish Hadar last year like he wanted to, and had a bit of an injury. So in this chat, we just kind of quickly touch on it, get a brief rundown, and see how he's feeling leading into this year's one. I know there'd be a lot of things going on internally with him, but he's definitely looking stronger. So go check out Matt Ryan on social media and follow him this weekend, because he is going to be one to watch. As I said last year, he definitely is going to be pushing the front pack. As always, massive thanks to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, and Adventure On Store. Thank you so much for your support. 10 Deserts for Tory, go check it out. I mean, it's cool to see so much kind of interaction now, but we're just trying to get those donations. So please donate anything you can, like anything you can. 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 5 bucks, it doesn't matter. It's all going to a great cause, and it's a tax write-off. So remember, tax time, get those tax write-offs in. It's going to an amazing cause, so please get your money in. Donate 10 Deserts for Tory. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy Hadar. Get after it. Cheers.
Yep.
Right, here we are, Matt Ryan. How are you, my friend?
Oh, very well. Very well. Just on the way to Mildura as we speak. So, all good.
It is exciting, mate. It's Hadar time. It's... Look, you know, we spoke before Hadar last time. I don't want to say that we're the jinx, mate, but it didn't go the way you wanted.
Nah, it didn't. And I haven't been able to get away from that anywhere in the last 12 months. So, it was a big build-up and we got to a good point in the race, but, yeah, just things weren't meant to be. So, every day for the last 12 months has been just working on getting the body back in check and getting back on the bike. So,
well, for people who don't know, what actually happened to you on race day?
Yeah, so last year I got about 3 hours in and come to Jesus with the tree. And I did my ankle and my ACL and MCL in my knee. That ruled me out. So I need to get multiple surgeries to get all that fixed up. Made the journey back onto the bike now.
Mate, you're right about the 12-month journey. It has really been, and it's been cool to see you slowly transition back onto the bike. And as I said before, like, you are looking super strong. What was it like getting back on the bike after such a massive injury?
Yeah, so, like, I knew what it took to do to come back from a knee, so I was fine with what was mentally ahead of me there. That wasn't really an issue for me as such. But getting back onto the bike was... Like, you know, I had myself a bit of a timeline and I based it just off my knee. But I wasn't ready for the, you know, challenges that came along with the ankle and things like that. So I needed to get other surgeries in to get hardware out and things like that. So I got back on the bike and then I had to get off it again to get surgery, to get some hardware removed. So getting back onto it the second time was... a bit of a relief because, you know, some pain was subsided and things like that. I just knew the workload that I had in front of me to get back up to race pace. Just been working at it, and slow and steady, really. So,
look, it is a slow and steady process. You're right. The injury you had is massive. And then to come back 12 months later and line up for the same race, some people think that's mad, but that's just what you've done and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, look, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't any demons at all in that last 12 months. Like, there were some really depressing times in that sort of way of, should I come back? Will I be able to get back to, you know, a raceable sort of speed or anything like that? So it's been hard, but look, I've got a good team around me, like, at home and, you know, with my partner Steph and the kids and Stealth on point, like, those guys have kept me trucking. I haven't had as many races under my belt as I wanted to at this point, but we're getting back on there. We've got some speed back. We just need to get some race fitness back into the body. So, yeah.
Well, look, you definitely have the speed. I mean, I've seen you riding now, and the stuff you get us on social media or shared around, mate, you definitely have the speed. The fitness, I mean, you're an avid mountain bikist, and you always seem to stay fit. So, you know, I guess in that way you are, you know, at least up to that scratch of the fitness. But you're right, that bike fitness is something you're just really lacking coming into this weekend.
Yeah, and look, I had a lot more of a base fitness on the bike than I probably gave myself credit for last year. Mm. I'd done so much trail riding at home at just like a mediocre pace, but lots of it. So I'd sort of had a good base build up, whereas, you know, 8 months on the couch sort of doesn't, you know, not on the couch, but not on the bike.
Yeah.
That doesn't really contribute to anything positive, you know. I did a power of cycling over the summer, but being a realist, I know that only contributes so much to, you know, what you can do on the bike. So we'll see how it goes. My body's probably in a better shape as far as fatigue goes than it was last year. So yeah, I'll try to do things a little bit differently, a little bit smarter and a bit more wise, I guess. So, yeah, we'll see how it pans out.
Well, look, mate, people should go back, listen to our interview with you done before. I mean, you've got such a big history on the bikes, and, you know, this was really a big step over to Enduro, and it didn't kind of work out the way you wanted, but it's great to see you come back. You know, you're saying that you had a few demons in your head. What was that driving force to get you back to Hatter?
Yeah, I guess, I just didn't want to leave it half-finished for myself. And also probably for Stell as well. Mm. Look, the effort he puts in is like insane. So, like, he puts as much effort in as I do. And I know that, and I appreciate it. So, to just walk away from it without having actually finished the race and get somewhat of a result, I just couldn't. Yeah, it was just pressing too hard. So, I've got to do it, and realistically, it's a good target to come back to. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the Empire Kawasaki team that you're racing under looked $1 million last year, and the setup was so amazing. So it will be exciting to see you guys this year all lined up under that green and black banner. Are you going to have your family come with you this time as well?
Nah, so we're going to leave the two girls at home. Steph's going to come up and help out because she's a pretty big part of my pit stops and things like that. So, and just, you know, she's my second set of eyes. So when I'm on race day, I sort of just get the blinders on and probably forget to eat, forget to do this and that. So she'll come up later, probably on Saturday, and leave the kids at home. So a bit of a lighter, backy load, I guess you'd say.
Well, look, it's great you got such good support around you going into this year because, as I said, last year didn't turn out and you were right, there are going to be a few demons in your head. So for bike setup and things like that, are you just going in, I mean, you've got a couple of days before the race, are you just going in with the same settings you had last year?
Nah, so what, Stell and I debriefed pretty well after last year, got good feedback from the start of the race. And we've done, did a weekend testing up here in Mildura about 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And we made some good changes there. So we've got a, I guess you'd say, a sand setup now that's a little bit more speed orientated.
Yeah, right.
So we've got that. I've ridden with it at home. So yeah, no, I feel comfortable. We've got a few changes. We've got a little bit more data, I guess you'd say, from last year, so we can, you know, because I had not done the race, Stell hadn't had the Kawasaki 450 out on the racetrack under his sort of watch as well, so we were sort of a bit light on for, you know, how far we can go with the gearing and what we can pull and things like that, so we're a bit wiser for it this year for sure.
Well, that's good. I mean, as I said, it was the first year, and running the 450 as well, the Kawasaki 450, it's such a cool looking bike, and it really did work well for you at the start of the race anyway, out in the desert.
Yeah, it did. It's look, great bike, and I think we've got some good speed, and we've definitely got a better bike under us this year, so I'm, like, my mind's a little bit more at ease about what's coming up. I guess. So it's not all fresh to me. So, yeah, no, it'd be good.
No, man. Well, look, I'm excited for you. It's cool to see you back. Your social media stuff's been really cool, and to see you kind of getting back at that pace, and it looks like you've got that comfort back on the bike. It is exciting, and hopefully we can see you pushing the pokey end of the field on the weekend.
Yeah, mate. It's been good. I've been trying on the social media to try and build myself up. I've usually been kind of slack on that in the past years, but I've got some good supporters and things like that I'm trying to repay and you know, publicly thank. So yeah, I've been pushing at that, but yeah, the comfort level's coming back, and yeah, I think at the end of 4 hours I should be either really comfortable or really uncomfortable. Wait and see.
Mate, it's probably uncomfortable. Like, no matter how good you go, mate, you're going to be uncomfortable. But let's hope you're uncomfortable in the good way, mate.
Yeah, that's it. So, that'll be good fun.
Oh, man, well, look, best of luck, my friend. Can't wait to see you absolutely tearing it up out there. And we'll catch up with you after the race.
For sure, mate. Thank you. And, have a good weekend.